原来是我妈刚刚去上了。Thank you. Thank you. A letting for the people speak in the U.S. Senate. I want to talk a little bit more about that, but I also want to tell you that I'm opposing girl-boy politics in Israel. Let's make a deal, tax and spend, Harry Reid. And don't think for one moment that the Nevadans don't get it. We got it, and not only do we get it, but everyone else in the nation gets it too. It's been a wonderful thing to see the nation rally around this speech. In fact, when we were in New York at that same meeting, Dick Morris signed a book for my husband, and on the fly of that book he said, "The fate of the nation rides on you." He was mistaken. The fate of the nation rides on us. It rides on every one of us. And when I say that to you, I want you to realize that I get support from all over the nation. When I make my plea that Harry Reid has $25 million, but I just need a million patriots for $25, he will send $25 to me with the sweetest note. One fellow from Virginia started sending me $25 last April. He said, "I live with my son and my daughter-in-law, and I live on Social Security, but I'm sending you $25 this month, and next month I'll send you $25 too." He sent me $25 ever since. And your guys have been asking all those 18 months now. We've been doing that commitment strongly with Turkey to see the nation really rally behind Nevada, because they understand that it's not just about Nevada. Harry Reid has been the one who has promoted, not just voted for, but promoted and made deals for and twisted arms for and made payback to those who wanted to vote for such policies as the bailouts and the stimulus and Obamacare. And now he says that his main priorities are going to be amnesty, cap and trade, and keeping those tax cuts from being permanently repealed. We have such a fog over our nation economically that there is no way for our businesses to see through the fog, and they're holding back. They're not doing what they do best, which is create jobs. It isn't the government's job to create jobs, as you know. Businesses create those jobs. We need to create a climate that they can feel secure in to do what they do best. Right now in Nevada, Harry Reid says he does more for Nevada. And I say that's true. He's done more for unemployment. When he took over the reins of the Senate, we were at 4.4%. Now we're at 14.2%, the highest in the nation. He's done more for mortgage foreclosures. We also have the highest mortgage foreclosures in the nation. He's also done more for bankruptcy, the highest again in the nation. And we're saying to Harry Reid, stop doing more. We can't afford it. We know that he's not only done that to us, but we're just a microcosm of what's going to happen next. We have been watching our neighbors to the east in Greece and Portugal and Spain, and we've seen what debt does to an economy. We've seen that Germany and England now and Great Britain now have decided that there has to be some very drastic steps taken to pay back back to deficits and the debt, and in fact they're not willing to bail out anymore. And we have to have that same resolve going to Washington, D.C., or we're going to see Greece in this country, and I'll tell you, Nevadans feel like we're Greece because of the problems that we're having there with our economy. And in spite of what Obama says and what the Obama whisperer says, I can't believe he called himself that, but that's apparently called himself the Obama whisperer. They both said that if you're going to Las Vegas, you're going on a junket. I'm here to be an ambassador for Nevada. Just how you please come. We know how to do conventions. When we do a convention, it's the most cost-effective. We provide you with services and hospitality, bar none. We are a wonderful place to do business. Come and have your conventions there and work hard. But bring your family with you so that the next week you can take a vacation. And that's really what we want you to do in our beautiful state. So I'm really being very invitational now. We need you to come. Perfect. We also know in Nevada that the answers to these problems are very simple. And you know what the answers are yourself. They're as simple as pay back, cut back, and take back. We need to pay back on the debt and deficit. We need to start by paying back that stimulus money that's left over, the TARP money that's coming back in, and also some unspent budget appropriations, about $1.1 trillion. If we were to put that back into the debt, pay it back, and maybe even, my goodness, pay back Social Security, the $2.5 trillion that Harry Reid has raided in Philly from the Social Security Trust Fund. If we were to do that, we would send a clear message not only to our seniors, but also to our businessmen that we're finally turning in the right direction. We need to cut back on the spending. All of us that have ever been in business know that you can't spend your way into prosperity or borrow your way out of debt. You have to cut the spending. And we have to cut it for enough time that we give a clear window to our businesses that this is going to last, that this climate is going to stay that way for at least the next 5 years. So we need to make a promise that we'll start paying back about 5% per year for the next 5 years. Finally, we need to take back our economy by doing a few audit of the Fed. We need to liquidate Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. We need to extinguish or at least do a major rollback of the Internal Revenue Code to something fairer, simpler, and flatter. We need to repeal Obamacare. And we need to make sure that there are not enough votes to get anything like cap and trade through, and we need to make sure that our tax cuts are permanent. When we do that, we also need to send a clear message that we have the right contract with America, and that's our Constitution. Some of the things, you know, we need Congress to do a 10-point plan. We have it. Our Bill of Rights is a 10-point plan. It worked for our founders. It has worked in our history. If anybody works, we know, for folks like John F. Kennedy, he understood how to take back an economy, and it wasn't with more spending, it was with cutting those marginal tax rates. Ronald Reagan had that message as well, and so we need to send that right message to America and to the Senate, and that is lower taxes, less government regulation, more individual freedom, and stop the spending. Finally, we have the right angle to defeat Harry Reid, and I would really like your help for passing out envelopes tonight. Remember, you can also go online and donate to SharonAgle.com. You may not be able to vote for me, but you can help, and that's by sending money. Thank you so much for allowing me to speak, and it's a pleasure to be with you this evening.